lines of communication open. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. President Biden said to speak by phone tomorrow to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after sharp criticism for Israel yesterday.
President Biden released a statement slamming Israel for not doing enough to protect humanitarians in Gaza. The comments were related to the Israeli drone strikes that killed 7 aid workers from the World Central Kitchen this week. The president said he was outraged by the incident. Washington and Tel Aviv are also reportedly still distant in their opinions on what to do next inside Gaza. 180 days into the war, Israel is still finalizing plans to invade Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah, where more than 1.4 million Palestinians are currently sheltering.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Tel Aviv. The bodies of six of the foreign aid workers have started the journey back to their home countries. They have been transferred out of the Gaza Strip and into Egypt. A spring storm expected to drop more than a foot of snow on parts of New England. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for several New England states, where as much as 18 inches of snow is expected. Some areas of Vermont and Maine could get more than 2 feet. In New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, heavy rain and strong winds are toppling trees, flooding roads, and causing power outages. Cleanup underway in Kentucky after storms last night that spawned at least 5 tornadoes. At least one person died in Kentucky.
That individual is a young man who was driving in northern Kentucky when the first round of intense rain came through.
Governor Andy Beshear, along with the confirmed tornadoes, Beshear said surveyors were looking at damage in four other counties to determine whether tornadoes touched down there. As much as $30 million in cash stolen from a Los Angeles money storage facility on Easter Sunday in what police are calling one of the largest cash thefts in city history. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Ukraine is taking steps to add more troops to its depleted military ranks in the war with Russia.
A new law signed by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky lowers the military conscription age from 27 to 25 in an effort to replenish its depleted ranks more than 2 years after Russia's invasion. It was passed by Ukraine's parliament last year. Officials have not given details on how many new soldiers the country is expected to gain as Ukraine prepares for an expected summer offensive by Russian troops. Ukraine has banned men younger than 60 from traveling abroad, which has led to many evading the draft in various ways. Commanders say they don't have enough soldiers to launch offensives against Russia, a country with a population of more than 3 times that of Ukraine. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The job market is showing more signs of resilience.
Payroll processing company ADP says 184,000 new jobs were created by private employers last month. Job creation was stronger than expected, and employees were being paid more. Annual pay rose 5.1% over a year ago. ADP's chief economist Neela Richardson says March was surprising, not just because of higher pay, but because the three biggest increases for job changers were in construction, financial services, and manufacturing. Richardson says inflation has been cooling, but ADP's data shows pay is heating up in both goods and services. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The estate of George Carlin has agreed to settle with the podcast company Dudezy after it sued over an hour-long comedy special the company produced using artificial intelligence. The company agreed to take the special down and not use Carlin's voice, image, or likeness in the future. The settlement still needs the approval of a federal judge. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.